She said she guessed she was 7 or 8 years old, somewhere along. She never has seen her mom and daddy no more. Now that picture was to pick them up and carry them off from the children. Never see them no more. They go back over there to see that white woman's daddy and mammy, but they wouldn't care these niggers. Make them stay at home. And Miss Ellen stayed there and worked. When she got big enough to work, she worked just like a man. Yeah. Lord, but I never worked on the bondage. I didn't work on that, but I worked hard.
Well, you say you didn't work under bondage. Now, what was bondage?
That's, them all folks were, they belonged to them white folks. The niggas belonged to the white folks then.
That's the same as slavery.
The same, yes, yeah. That's what the, we call it bondage. That's what it is, number of slaves. There was they slaves. And old Knox's was. And that's how come him to this country, he come from Grant County here, because he killed one of the niggas, he shot him. And
his name was
Yes.
That's the way you get the name.
Yes, by me marrying a man belonged to the his mother married him. Alina was a Knox. And he went in the name of her, his mother and her daddy. He was under her master, you see that?
Yeah, he took the name of the master.
Yes, you had one name of your master. Yes, sir, you did. But I didn't because they didn't put me on it. My mother, I was a little too young to go on it. But I was, I was back there. But I was tend to little babies, other women's babies. They sure gonna make you tend to them too. You know nothing about tending to babies. I lugged them on my hip a many times, I didn't get to throw it on them. You ain't never done that.
Yes, I have.
They make you do it. Lord have mercy. I have just studied and studied since I can't do nothing. I just sit here and study. But my mammy hold, but they had an old colored man that was my husband's great-granddaddy, old Uncle Dave Knox. He's 110 when he died at my house. Old man. But he was just as happy, and now if you could have met him, he could told you something about how they wasn't beating nothing. He could tell you. And they worked like dogs. Oh, but Uncle Dave, now his name was Dave Knox. Uncle Dave didn't take it. He didn't take it off his old master.
What'd he do?
He said, look here, master, I give you a good day's work. And don't you come talking to me, Don. I said, now give it to the others. Don't bother me. I done give you your day's work. Good one, too. I know what work is. And don't you come bothering me. And Marsh wouldn't bother Uncle Dave. He was scared of him, they said. Because Uncle Dave said he'd whooped him. Said that if he done worked hard all day and then going to let him beat him up, no. He'd whoop them women and make them work just like this dog. It's like you run a dog, run a rabbit out, John. His old master do that. I tell them thank the Lord that the time passed over. And they got to work for themselves like me. And I don't mind mine. If I could do it, that's it. I just don't mind it. No, I just don't. I'm thankful I'm here though.